Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Honey, let me tell you something. I never thought I could do a book. Like I said, okay, I'm every woman. I got this little radio show. I got these little podcasts. I got these kids. I got my advocacy work. I'm writing for the Star Tribune. But a book, that's a different skill set that I don't have. But I was encouraged and found a great community through the Minnesota Black Authors Expo, and they are celebrating their 8th year. The theme this year is bringing Black books to life. And so I am so excited that they will be hosting their events here in the Twin Cities so that you don't have to take your book to the grave. Too many of us die with ideas, die with books going right in the casket with us. If you have a story inside of you, tell it. If you have an idea for a book, write it. If you are afraid and you're not sure where you should get started, I brought Dorothy Nins on the show. She is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk to us about Minnesota Black Authors Expo. Ms. Dorothy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. We are so thrilled to be back 8 years. To do anything for 8 years takes a lot of work. And so I'm really happy to say that we will be hosting our 8th annual Minnesota Black Authors Expo. And the theme this year we're really excited about, From the Page to the Stage, Bringing Black Books to Life. So it's going to be wonderful.
Okay, now you've got 30 featured authors there. You've got a writer's boot camp workshop, live entertainment, vendors. Tell me exactly where it is, when it is, how folks can register. Can they just come? Do they need to sign up? Is there a fee? Give me all the details because I want to make sure folks have everything they need so that they can take their idea from inside of their head in front of their face and do this book that they've been sitting on all this time.
All right. Well, first of all, it will be held on November 9th, Saturday, from 10 to 3 p.m. at the Minneapolis Central Library. It is free and open to the public, and we're very excited that every year Hennepin County Library sponsors the Children's Corner. So they'll be in there reading and hearing from authors, children's authors reading to them, but also creating their own works in the children's corner there. We'll also have a writer's boot camp for anyone who is an emerging author, you have an idea, or you have a book and you don't know what to do now that you've written it. We'll go from the thought process all the way to the publishing process. If you need that information, then you need to sign up for the writer's boot camp, which is $30, and it'll be from 9 to 12. And then we have a creative writing course that is going to be taught by our very own T. Aaron Cisco, who is one of the most prolific Afrofuturism writers and authors in this area. So please come out. It's Saturday, November 9th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Minneapolis Central Library.
Okay, now you have been doing this for 8 years. For folks who have never come, who are listening and saying, you know what, I'm not going to wait another year to write this book. I'm not going to wait another year to do this novel. I'm going to take my ideas, my paperwork. I'm going to come to the Authors Expo. When they walk through the doors on November 9th at the Minneapolis Central Library, what can they expect?
First of all, a lot of joy and fun. It's a sacred space. When you bring writers and bibliographers, bibliographs, and all of them, we'll all be there. Book lovers, bibliophiles are what they're called, book lovers. And so you'll find a lot of people who are excited about literature, about writers, about readers. We'll have everybody there who really love books and literature. That's what you'll find. If you want to have a wonderful day, come out and see us. It's going to be wonderful.
And talk to me about how important it is that authors come together, because, you know, writing a book, and you know, this can be very isolating. You're in the room, can't have no noise. You got to focus. You got to concentrate. And then, you know, you look up and the book is done and there's nobody around you because you done pushed everybody away. Talk to me about how you can kind of, you know, just rejuvenate your creative process and also get inspired at this event.
Well, there are so very many literature groups and book lovers that come together throughout the year. I mean, you can go to Strive Bookstore. They have open mic where you can come and talk about your ideas and share your, so you don't have to be lonely. There are plenty of communities in the Twin Cities, including, you know, the Lost Literary Center, who love people and will get you started and get you through your book. So you don't have to be isolated and you don't have to push people away. There are plenty of people who want to hear your ideas and be with you. Come there. And so you'll find all of those people. There are educators and parents and children are all going to be there on November 9th at the Central Library.
Okay, now folks are going to want to know again how they can sign up, how they can be a part, how they can participate. Give us that information again about where they can go online and get the details.
Absolutely. It's so easy to find us. It's MN Black Authors with an S. Expo.com. That is our website, and you can also call us, but MNBlackAuthorsExpo.com is where you can find us. The author registration ended yesterday, but if you are just dying to register, please go online and register. We'll keep it open today for you. If you are listening and want to register as an author, it is $175, and there are plenty of membership benefits, and you can find all of that on our website. Otherwise, it's free and open to the public. The registration fee is only for tabling authors that day.
And you know what? I just appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate you talking to us about this. I appreciate you making this available for creatives and giving us a safe space to share our work, to get feedback, to get to our next level of greatness. I just can't thank you so much, Ms. Dorothy, for what you do and for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. And just know that Joe Davis, who is an award-winning author, a nationally touring artist and author, is also doing kind of our halftime show in the auditorium with music and poetry and all of those kinds of things. So you also want to come for that as well. So thank you for having me on. And I want to see everybody out at the Minneapolis Central Library on November 9th from 10 to 3.
Thank you, Ms. Dorothy. And you all stick around. We've got more to come.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.